6:48. Lord Sri Krishna, this is the getting close to the end. Lord Sri Krishna is he who is known as Jananivas, the ultimate resort of all living entities, and who is also known as Devakinandan or Yashodanandan, the son of Devaki and Yashoda. He is the guide of the Yadu dynasty, and with his mighty arms he kills everything inauspicious, as well as every man who is impious. By his presence he destroys all things inauspicious for all living entities, moving and inert. His blissful smiling face always increases the lusty desires of the gopis of Vrindavan. May he be all glorious and happy. Vasapure vanitam badayan kamadevam tiratsara vrinjinigna so smitta samukena yaru vara parisat svara dhver asan nadamam jayati jananivas devaki janmavado. I read it backwards. Last line first. First line last. Purport. The translation, does anyone remember anything from the verse? I read it again. Lord Sri Krishna, in English. Lord Sri Krishna is he who is known as Jananivas, the ultimate resort of all living entities. He's also known as Devakinandan or Yashodanandan, the son of Devaki and Yashoda. He is the guide of the Yadu dynasty, and with his mighty arms he kills everything inauspicious, as well as every man who is impious. By his presence he destroys all things inauspicious for all living entities, moving and inert. His blissful smiling face always increases the lusty desires of the gopis of Vrindavan. May he be all glorious and happy. Anyone remember anything? May he be all glorious and happy. That's the easiest thing to remember.
Lord Sri Krishna is Jananivas, he is all the four living entities.
Yes, and Devakinandan.
Yasodanandan.
And by his smile increases the desires of the Braja Gopikas, the Braja Pura Vanitam.
He destroys everything inauspicious for all living entities.
And he destroys the people who are inauspicious.
So he makes everything auspicious, even inert?
He destroys all things inauspicious for all living entities, moving and non-moving, and moving and inert. With his mighty arms, he kills everything inauspicious. May he be all glorious and happy. So it's such an interesting mood, because usually we hear of someone so powerful, and the last thing we want to say is, may he be all auspicious and powerful. We want to say, may he bless me with something auspicious and make me happy and glorious. But that's not the prayer here. So this translation and word meaning for this verse are taken from Srila Prabhupada's English rendering of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila 13.79. That's Rathi Yatra chapter. According to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Srila Sukadeva Goswami has composed this beautiful verse to console those who lament the fact that Lord Krishna did not continue to manifest his intimate pastimes down to the present time. Here, Sri Sukadeva reminds his listeners that the Lord is eternally present in this world, in his holy abode, his name, and the recitation of his glories. So he's present in this world in his holy abode, his name, and the recitation of his glories. The idea is expressed by the word jayati, is victorious, which is in the present tense rather than in the past tense. So he's always victorious. That means he's presently victorious, present continuous. He is victorious, not he was victorious. So what ways is he present? In his name, his holy abode, and his glories. Srila Prabhupada explains this verse as follows in the Krishna book. Srila Sukadeva Goswami thus concludes his description of the super excellent position of Lord Krishna by glorifying him in the following way. He says, O Lord Krishna, all glories unto you. You are present in everyone's heart as Paramatma. Therefore you are known as Jananivas, one who lives in everyone's heart. So here they're giving the meaning of Jananivas. Instead of he lives in everyone's heart, everyone lives in him. So both. As confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, Ishvara Sarvabhutanam Riddhese Arjuna Tishtati, the Supreme Lord in his Paramatma feature lives in everyone's heart. This does not mean, however, that Krishna has no separate existence as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Mayavadi philosophers accept the all-pervading feature of Parabrahman, but when Parabrahma, or the Supreme Lord, appears, they think that he appears under the control of the material nature. Because Lord Krishna appeared as the son of Devaki, the Mayavadi philosophers accept Krishna to be an ordinary living entity who takes birth in this material world. Therefore, Sukadeva Goswami warns them, Devaki Janma Vadha, which means that although Krishna is famous as the son of Devaki, actually, he is the super soul, or the all-pervading Supreme Personality of Godhead. The devotees, however, take the word Devaki Janma Vadha in a different way. The devotees understand that actually Krishna was the son of Mother Yasoda. Although Krishna first of all appeared as the son of Devaki, he immediately transferred himself to the lap of Mother Yasoda, and his childhood pastimes were blissfully enjoyed by Mother Yasoda and Nanda Maharaj. This fact was also admitted by Vasudeva himself when he met Nanda Maharaj and Yasoda at Kurukshetra. He admitted that Krishna and Balaram were actually the sons of Mother Yasoda and Nanda Maharaj, and Devaki and Vasudeva were only their official father and mother. Sukadeva Goswami then glorifies the Lord as one who is honored by the Yadu Vara Parishat, the assembly house of the Yadu dynasty, and as the killer of different kinds of demons. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, could have killed all the demons by employing his different material energies, but he wanted to kill them personally in order to give them salvation. There was no need of Krishna's coming to this material world to kill the demons. Simply by his willing, many hundreds and thousands of demons could have been killed without his personal endeavor. But actually, he descended for his pure devotees to play as a child with Mother Yasoda and Nanda Maharaj and to give pleasure to the inhabitants of Dwarka. So he came to give pleasure to his devotees. Lord Krishna established a real religious principle, which is simply love of God. By following the factual religious principle of love of God, even the living entity is known as sthiracara. What does sthiracara mean?
Still, standing.
Non-moving. Sthira is situated in one place, chara, moving. They don't move. They were also delivered from all material contamination and were transferred to the spiritual kingdom. Sthira means the trees and plants which cannot move, and chara means the moving animals, specifically the cows. When Krishna was present, he delivered all the trees, the monkeys, and other plants and animals who happened to see him and serve him both in Vrindavan and Dwarka. What other animals does Krishna and beings, entities, does Krishna speak about? Trees, plants, twigs, played with the monkeys, birds, peacocks, the lotus flowers, the what?
Creepers.
Huh?
Creepers.
Yes.
Frogs.
Huh?
Frogs
played with, imitating their sound. And also the bees, he glorified them as being great devotees of Balaram, always following him. And then there were the clouds,
the deer,
the cows, the calves, the humans, the river, the trees, the bamboo flutes, and yes, and the demigods. Lord Krishna is especially glorified for his giving pleasure to the gopis and the queens of Dwarka. Sukadev Goswami glorifies Lord Krishna for his enchanting smile, by which he enchanted not only the gopis of Vrindavan, but also the queens of Dwarka. The exact words used in this connection are Vardayan Kamadevam. In Vrindavan as the boyfriend of many gopis, and in Dwarka as the husband of many queens, Krishna increased their lusty desires to enjoy with him. For God realization or self realization, one generally has to go severe austerities and penances for many, many thousands of years, and then it may be possible to realize God. But the gopis and the queens of Dwarka, simply by enhancing their lusty desires to enjoy Krishna as their boyfriend or husband, they receive the highest type of salvation. This is quoting from Prabhupada's Krishna book. In this way, Srila Prabhupada wonderfully illuminates the meaning of this verse by Sukadev Goswami, which summarizes Lord Krishna's pastimes. Because the gopis and the queens, they were always thinking about him. Their consciousness was fully absorbed in him. So there's no question of being the lust of this material world. This is the process, actually, becoming always absorbed in thoughts of Krishna somehow or another. To protect the principles of devotional service to himself, Lord Krishna, the best of the Yadus, accepts the pastime forms that have been glorified here in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So, must be the Leela avatars. Leela tanostan anurupa vidambanani. One who desires to faithfully serve his lotus feet should hear of the activities he performs in each of these incarnations. Activities that suitably imitate those of the forms he assumes. Hearing narrations of these pastimes destroys the reactions to fruitive work. Who are one of the Leela avatars, or one of the incarnations, the avatars of Krishna that are described in the Bhagavatam?
Varaha.
And?
Narasimha.
Vamanadev, today's. Who else? Brahadev. Who else? Balaram, Lord Rama, Parsaram, Matsya Korma.
Buddha.
Buddha.
Kalki.
Vyasadev. Narada Muni is also in
Kapila.
Kapila Muni. Prishnigarbha, described in the fourth canto, came to Dhruva Maharaj, who came to Gajendra. Hari, I think. Who else? What other?
Mohini Murti.
Korma, we said. Hari was on top of Mandara Hill, and Korma was beneath it. And who was the... And the turning rod was Mandara Hill.
Vasuki was the rope.
Vasuki was the rope. So hearing the narrations of these pastimes destroys the reactions to fruit of work, in other words, our karma.
Even Narada Muni is incarnation.
Yeah, and the four Kumaras also empowered. And also Karana Daksha Vishnu, Chira Daksha Vishnu, Gaba Daksha Vishnu, and the third canto. Who's in the third canto? Kapila Muni. And the Lord of Vaikuntha, Narayan, is described in there. In the fourth canto.
Prithu Maharaj.
And Prishnagarbha came. We hadn't said the name of
Rishabdev.
Rishabdev in the fifth canto. Anyone else in the fourth canto?
Dhruv Maharaj,
but he's not an incarnation, I think. Mm-hmm. But nice pastor. Fifth canto, Rishabdev. And Bharat, but he's also not incarnation. King Rugra, but he's also not incarnation. And the Prasetas, they heard, they saw the Lord. They saw Lord Shiva, and he was one of the guna avatars. Which, how about the sixth canto? Fifth canto, also Priyavrata. Last time right in the beginning. And the sixth canto right at the end, Indra tries to cut all the Marats. They said, why are you doing this? We're your brothers. Also Vitrasura and Chitraketu means Angira Muni and Narada Muni. Seventh canto. Famous, almost the whole thing is Lord Nisringadeva and Prahlad. Eighth canto, we said something about already. Gajendra. We'll have time for us to talk about Ramandev and Bali Maharaj. Chaitanya, did you bring the puppets?
No.
Why?
Because I was sleeping.
Very good. By regularly hearing and chanting and meditating on the beautiful topics of Lord Mukunda, with ever-increasing sincerity, a mortal being will attain the divine kingdom of the Lord, where the inviolable power of death holds no sway. For this purpose, many persons, including great kings, abandoned their mundane homes and took to the forest.
Wow.
For what purpose?
To hear the glories of Mukunda.
Why?
Get out of the material world.
Yeah, so they wouldn't have to die. They would hear with ever increasing sincerity. That's the result of hearing more and more. It's purifying in the heart. Here's the final purport. Right at the end, there's something about Gopal. By regularly hearing, chanting, and meditating. Oh, we read that. Here's. For the Srimad Bhagavatam's 10th canto, this verse is the Phal Shruti, the promise of success given to one who hears it. The process of devotional service begins with hearing topics about the Supreme Lord. When one has heard these topics properly, he can then proceed to chant them for others' benefits and reflect on their significance. This leads to faithful adherence to the principles of devotional service, which culminates in absolute faith in Lord Krishna. Such perfect faith gives one the right to enter the Lord's intimate service and in due course of time return to one's eternal spiritual life in one of the Lord's personal domains. Humbling offering his comments on the 10th canto at the lotus feet of his worshipable Lord, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur prays, Madgavirapi Gopala Sri Kuryat Kripaya Yadi Tavaiva sampaya pitwa rishishus tat priya jana. So this one I'll talk about it, go praise. If Lord Gopal mercifully accepts the cows of my words, then his dear devotees may enjoy the pleasure of drinking their milk, the nectar produced by hearing them.
Jai Gopal.
Jai Gopal, if he mercifully accepts the cows of my words, then from that will come, the devotees will drink the milk of the of these words and become happy. They'll taste like nectar if Gopal is pleased. Because he's the boy, cowherd boy. That's in the purports of the humble servants of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada to the 10th canto, 90th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam entitled Summary of Lord Krishna's Glories. The 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam was completed on December 27th, 1988. Too long ago. The anniversary of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's disappearance. Who can say something about Vamandev, that pastime?
Do you want a puppet show?
Do you have puppets?
I don't have puppets. You want a puppet show on a video?
I want the puppets.
Well.
Did you bring them?
No.
How long would it take you to bring the puppets that was on the video?
Chiyadarman?
Yes.
Are they up? You took them and borrowed them before?
Yes.
For some reason I have not seen them for a long time.
Yeah.
You've been watching them.
The
night when no one, everyone goes to sleep, he watches the puppet shows.
Why is he yawning all
the time?
We are ready to become.
I told you not to say anything, Father.
Shivanamakabu, if you could get the puppet shows and if Haini would get the
computer.
Only if I get them back.
Who will get the screen? Who will
get
the screen?
We just look at them
no, we need the screen.
No, then you need the projector, then it's going to be 10 minutes.
It's easy.
See, he'll get the screen and the projector.
Oh.
It's only going to be 10 minutes. No, we'll time it. Now, meanwhile, we can do something. We can talk about Gopal. We can talk about Gopal in the form of Vamandev. Bolie. There's one little thing you could say. Part one is here. We'll need sound too.
Sound should be okay from the
computer.
No, sound isn't okay on the computer.
No. Need speaker.
That computer doesn't have good sound.
How about there's a little speaker upstairs somewhere?
Yeah,
right?
There's speakers in the gallery.
Ask Robin
Run
for speakers.
He's
got the.
No,
speaker.
We
need
the
cord, I think.
Where's the
cord? It's coming. But where's the cord? Are you going to plug it in? Dhruv, you have cord?
Speakers?
No, the computer.
One with the cord.
Huh? Does it play DVDs?
Yeah.
It's okay. It doesn't need the cord. It doesn't need the cord to plug it in because it's got memory. I mean, it's got.
No, and I'm talking about the electricity.
No, it doesn't need that. It's on battery. If I haven't had battery. It's been on battery all the time. It's been downstairs. But the cord is not the other cord is with the.
Say that again?
The other cord. What you need is with the projector. It's got an hour, a good hour of battery there.
Okay. Pratik, a little tired.
Caught him there. Now you've turned it off. So
okay, quickly. Which one is it? How to find it though?
Yeah, let's see.
And back to find you what?
Where can you plug it in?
You can look at the electrical. Speakers
are here. The table is here. Gopal is here. He can see everything. No problem. Dhruv, you can see? Is there a cord over there? Here it comes. In the scenes.
This is a problem.
Let the great show begin.
Roll on.
Have you seen this before?
This one, no. When will I ever see it?
Now you'll see it. Don't worry. That part of your life will be fulfilled. And just think, you'll never again be able to say, I didn't see it. Unless you lie. Gopal, look what you have arranged. He's happy.
James. Why all this talk? Why not have a puppet show?
Let's play, he said. Jai Jai Nanda Yashoda Dula Giri Varadari Gopal. I have to move it backwards. Yes.
Dhruv, you like to see puppet show?
I can also take power from here. I'm going to go further there. You can also take that from here.
That's all right.
It's okay. Power up back. Thank you. Because the computer was already booted up. It hasn't recognized it.
Mm. Oh, I need to reset it?
No.
Is that blue? Do I color the switch?
I need to select the presentation. Second one.
Presenting one?
That's it.
So you bought it from the line, is it? I think I don't know. It comes from America. Oh, you got it. But you can get the information that you want and get the information. Okay, here we go.
Bali.
Bali.
Huh. Speaker.
Can you maximize that?
After a great battle between the demigods and demons, the demigods, led by King Indra and helped by the Supreme Lord Hari, were victorious, leaving many demons, including Bali Maharaj, the king of the demons, lifeless on the battlefield.
Sukracharya, we have brought Bali Maharaj. Please help him. I think it's too late.
Yes, he has already left his body. But by the touch of my hand and by the sound of my Sanjivani mantra, I will bring him back to life. By my blessings, you will remember everything. What?
Hari Baba?
What? Oh! I've been defeated and killed. But I'm alive. I have brought you back to life. You are the great Sukracharya. Do you wish to become powerful enough to defeat the demigods? To replace Indra and reign supreme as king of heaven? My heart burns for revenge. Then you will appreciate my instructions. Oh, powerful one, please allow me to become your disciple. I will accept you. You have brought me back to life, and therefore my faith in you is great. Please accept all that I own as an offering at your feet. Bathe and become purified. Upon returning, we'll see about satisfying your desires.
Bali Maharaj, the son of Virochana and the great-grandson of Hiranyakashipu, bathed and was purified according to the regulative principles. Then after being blessed by the powerful Brahmin descendants of Bhrigu Muni, he returned.
My guru, I have returned, eager to defeat my enemies. We will now perform the sacrifice known as Shashvajit. You will be impressed with the results. Your chariot, covered with gold and silks. Now more ghee. A golden bow and two quivers of arrows that will not fail you. And armor from the heavenly world. All that you'll need to conquer your enemies. And I will personally offer you a kinship. Both the Brahmins and my spiritual master have blessed me. I have my chariot, my bow, my arrows, and my armor. Soldiers! Soldiers! Assemble and prepare for war! Indra, soon I will be sitting on your throne.
King Indra! King Indra! The enemy is attacking! Their leader Bali Maharaj is shining like a fierce fire, and he appears great enough to consume us all.
I can understand your fear. How are the citizens reacting?
They are frightened.
I'd better speak to my spiritual master Brihaspati before deciding what to do. Brihaspati, oh master, my old enemy Bali Maharaj has returned. This time he seems unconquerable.
Bali Maharaj is now equipped with spiritual power.
Where has he gotten them from?
His powers come from his spiritual master, Sukracharya, and from the blessings of the Brahmins.
I don't think we can withstand him.
You are correct. Neither you nor your men can conquer Bali. Only the Supreme Personality of Godhead has the strength to defeat him.
How then can I gain victory?
Bali has become extremely powerful because he has pleased his spiritual master. Bali will lose his powers when he refuses to follow his spiritual master's instructions.
Will that happen soon?
Do not fear, Indra. That time will certainly come. For the present, the demigods should leave the heavenly planets and go where they will not be seen.
Listen, O demigods! Listen carefully! We must leave immediately! We cannot fight with Bali Maharaj now! For the present, we must flee! But the future is ours!
The demigods, accepting the words of King Indra, and assuming forms according to their desires, left Indrapuri unnoticed. When the demigods disappeared, Bali Maharaj triumphantly entered.
At last, the heavenly kingdom is mine. I have waited a long time for this moment.
As I promised, everything is now yours.
Oh, spiritual master, since my victory simply came by your blessings, everything is actually yours.
Simply continue following my instructions and all will continue to go well.
What should I do next?
You have conquered the heavenly kingdom, but to keep the throne of Indra as your own, you must perform the Ashwamedha sacrifice not just one time, but 100 times.
I will immediately do as you've instructed.
Because of the favor of his spiritual master Sukracharya, Bali Maharaj, feeling great satisfaction, ruled the kingdom of heaven. But Bali's happiness was not felt by all. Aditi, the mother of the demigods, was filled with lamentation. Because of her unhappiness, she no longer took pleasure in keeping the ashram of her husband, Kashyapa Muni, festive and beautiful.
Who will protect me now? My sons have been chased from the kingdom of heaven by our enemies, and my husband is away deep in yogic trance. What is the use of my being alive? Oh, my husband, you've returned after so many days. I'm so happy to see you.
Something seems wrong. The ashram does not look correct. What has happened? Have you made an uninvited guest feel unwelcome?
No, my husband.
Oh, just an auspicious woman. Have you neglected to offer ghee in the sacrificial fire?
No, my husband. I always keep the sacrificial fire properly.
Seeing your saddened face tells me your mind is not peaceful. What is the matter?
The fire, gifts, servants, and even the cows and beggars are all being properly cared for by me.
Then what is wrong?
Oh, my husband. Please favor me and my sons. I know that you are a great personality, and you do not favor either the demigods or the demons. But we need your protection. Our enemies, the demons, have taken everything. Please, O great powerful one, O best of sages, please consider the situation and give my sons your blessings so that they may regain the heavenly kingdom.
How powerful is the Lord's illusory energy. It forces the eternal soul to fear for the welfare of his family, while actually that soul has nothing to do with even his own material body, or to speak of his family.
Oh, great sage, please help me.
It is nice that you are asking help from your husband, but only the Supreme Lord Krishna can help anyone.
Then instruct me in worshipping the Lord, so that he will be pleased with me and fulfill my desires. You are my spiritual master. As Lord Brahma instructed you, please instruct me.
As you wish. Perform the Pariyavrata ceremony to achieve your desire of pleasing the Lord. To successfully complete this vow, you will have to strictly follow many rules and regulations. But while following them, remember, to fill your consciousness with love of Krishna is the real goal. Kashyapa Muni explained to his wife Aditi the ritualistic Pariyavrata, which is meant to please the Lord. Then after hearing the description of the process, Aditi began her practices. For 12 days she strictly worshipped the Lord and gradually brought her mind and intelligence under control. Suddenly, the Lord himself appeared in his four-armed form. After Aditi offered prayers, the Lord, being pleased, agreed to help by becoming her son. At the Lord's birth, his four arms held a conch, disc, club, and lotus, and he was dressed in yellow garments. He quickly assumed the form of a dwarf Brahmin and was called Vamanadeva. When Lord Vamanadeva heard that Bali Maharaj was performing the Ashwamedha sacrifice, he proceeded to the sacrificial arena. As he walked, his weight pushed down the earth with every step.
effulgent, so bright.
The sun rising nearby.
No, Sanatkumar.
The fire god must be personally coming to see Bali Maharaj's Ashwamedha sacrifice.
Please sit down, oh beautiful one. May I wash your lotus feet and place the water upon my head? Oh, Brahmin boy, have you come here to beg something from me? Whatever you want, you will get. Whatever. Take a cow, gold, a house, a wife, food, drink, villages, horses, chariots, elephants, whatever you desire.
Oh, King Bali, you are a great descendant of a valiant warrior family. A family so chivalrous that no one has ever refused to give charity to Brahmins. And after promising to give charity, no one has ever failed to fulfill that promise.
Your words glorifying my family are true, for my family members are all glorious.
In your family, Hiranyaka was born. Hiranyaka was such a powerful fighter that after Lord Vishnu killed him, the Lord still marveled at Hiranyaka's powers.
Yes, Hiranyaka was certainly powerful.
And your great-grandfather, Hiranyakashipu, had such mighty determination. He was incomparable. Out of fear, Vishnu hid himself in Hiranyakashipu's heart.
Such strength of character.
Hiranyakashipu continued his great anger against Vishnu right until the time of his death by Vishnu.
My great-grandfather was certainly a hero.
And your father, Virochan, was so affectionate to the Brahmins that when they asked him for his life, he gave it to them in charity.
My father was certainly an ideal king. Now, what can I offer you, old Brahmin boy?
Oh, king of the demons, all I want is, by my steps, 3 paces of land.
My dear young boy, your words are as good as those of a learned man, but you seem to possess the intelligence of a mere child. I can give you an entire planet, because the universe is mine. And you ask me for 3 paces of land?
If one is not satisfied with 3 paces of land, he would probably not be satisfied possessing all of the 3 worlds.
Oh, small boy, ask me for something so great that you'll never have to ask anyone for anything again, at any time. Be intelligent.
One who is satisfied easily is fit for liberation from material bondage.
As you wish. Take what you like. Stop! Stop! This Brahmachari in the form of a dwarf Brahmana is Vishnu! He has come to help the demigods! You don't know what a dangerous thing you have done! This will bring great harm to the demons! But I have promised him only 3 steps of land.
3 steps? But he will take everything! You rascal! You don't know what a mistake you have made! After he takes everything from you, how will you live?
How will I live?
Say om first. You can still get out of it. The scriptures say you will only have to keep your promise if you say om first.
If the Brahmin boy wants everything, then I want to give him everything.
Lie if you have to. Tell him that you don't have anything. When one's life is in danger, lying is never condemned. Tell him no!
Oh, great sage, I do not fear hell, poverty, an ocean of distress, fall down, or even death, as much as I fear breaking my word to a Brahmin.
But he's not a Brahmin! He is your sworn enemy, Vishnu! You must fight him!
Even if he is Vishnu, and has hidden himself in the form of a Brahmin out of fear of me, still, because he has assumed the form of a Brahmin, no matter what he does, I shall not fight with him.
You fools!
But I've already promised him. Mother Earth once said, I can bear any heavy thing except a person who is a liar.
So, now you have so much knowledge that you are instructing me, your spiritual master. You will lose everything.
my opulences will be taken away at the time of death anyway. I should please this Brahmin by offering him the riches that I am already destined to lose.
You disobedient disciple, I curse you! You will soon lose your entire wealth!
Oh, my lord, I offer you the gift of land, as I have promised.
The unlimited supreme personality of Godhead, Bhavanadeva, began increasing in size until the earth, all the planetary systems, the sky, the seas, birds, beasts, human beings, the demigods, and the great saintly persons were within him. All the members of Bali Maharaj's assembly saw everything in existence within Lord Bhavanadeva's body. Taking his second step, Bhavanadeva covered the heavenly planets. And as the Lord's foot extended higher and higher, beyond Mahaloka, Janaloka, and finally beyond Brahmaloka, piercing the universal covering, allowing the holy Ganges River to enter and flow within the material world. But not even a spot remained for his third step. Then the Supreme Master, Lord Vamanadeva, reduced himself from his all-pervading form and again assumed the small form of a beautiful dwarf Brahmin boy.
O King of the Demons, you have promised to give me three steps of land, but I have covered the universe with two. Where can I put my third step? One who does not properly give a beggar what he has promised must go to hell. You promised to give me land, but you cannot keep your promise. Therefore, your promise was false, a lie. Now where can I put my third step?
Oh, personality of Godhead, if you think I've broken my promise, I must satisfy you. Please, place your third step upon my head. Worshipable Lord, you have stopped my materialistic activities, and so I regard this punishment as your mercy.
My dear Bali Maharaj, in spite of losing your wealth, and in spite of being chastised and cursed by your own spiritual master, you neither renounced your truthfulness nor your devotional service. You have passed my test, and I am pleased with you.
Thus, Lord Vamanadeva delivered the heavenly planets back to Indra, and fulfilled the desire of Aditi. He simultaneously rewarded Bali Maharaj with his own planet in the lower regions of the universe and gave him the special benediction of personally becoming his doorkeeper. If one hears the activities of the personality of Godhead, he is freed from all sinful reactions and either is elevated to the higher planets or is brought back to home, back to Godhead.
Dhruv, you have seen? You are afraid or not afraid? Ago, that journey,
yeah.
Long time. You made all those sets,
yeah.
And the puppets, yeah. Very good. But I thought Lord Vamandev was especially beautiful, especially because he was made out of styrofoam. He was.
No. That's how come from doing that, I even get styrofoam charity comes. Yeah, I have a long relationship with Starfire, so I like to say.
He is really beautiful, Vamadeva. I know.
The best one is Ajamil. It's the last one. They're getting better.
Okay.
And stuff. Some of them are quite quaint. They're more improving and improving.
Dhruv, you had seen? Is there any popcorn?
Much popcorn.
Oh, we have to see one more. But what, who's tomorrow? What's the day is tomorrow?
Haridas Thakur is
it's tomorrow?
No, that's there's a very nice one by the Chaupati devotees. So there's a very nice Haridas Thakur.
You have that?
And what you tell me, I have it, but that's not for today. That's in 2 days.
Okay, what's for today?
Well, from what I see, there's the Haridas Thakur one here too. The glories of Haridas Thakur somewhere on one of those.
I want to see Lord Caitanya and the fisherman.
We can satisfy you.
Dhruv, you like puppet show?
Yeah. Tell him, give it to Jigan, the second one. And he can be happy.
Growing old on him. What to do?
From 40 to 60 she's been
Dhruv. Look, Dhruv, look. I show you a photo. Look at this. Bhim and Duryodhana Christ. And here, Rajasuya sacrifice. And here, Sisupal. With Krishna Chakra. No one is allowed to copy this. This the most wild one I ever saw was this Tulsi book produced. And it said, whoever copies this, I curse. See what happened?
One autumn night, as the full moon brightened everything, Lord Chaitanya wandered in the gardens of Jagannath Puri with his confidential devotees. As they walked from garden to garden, Lord Chaitanya envisioned the pastimes of Lord Krishna and sang and danced in ecstatic love. When Swarup Damodar recited verses describing the rasa dance, Sri Chaitanya became overwhelmed.
Where is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?
I don't know.
He seems to have vanished.
Perhaps he's gone to the temple of Jagannath.
Or laid down in ecstasy in some garden.
He might have gone to the Gundicha temple.
Or maybe to Lake Narendra.
We must find him. You check the gardens, and you go to the temple. I'll gather some of the other devotees and search near the ocean. Lord Chaitanya! Lord Chaitanya! Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu!
What had happened to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? When Swarup Damodar had recited a verse about Lord Krishna's pastimes with the gopis within the Jamuna River, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu suddenly saw the sea. In the brilliant autumn moonlight, he mistook the sea's high glittering waves for the Jamuna River, and running swiftly, he jumped into the water and lost consciousness. Sinking and floating like a piece of dry wood, he was carried north of Jagannath Puri towards a Konarak temple. Meanwhile,
Avatara Kamala Bari Dalita Hiranyaka
Alive.
I've seen
seen and touched this Hari Hari ghost, and now, Hari Hari, I'm haunted. If I die, oh, Hari Hari, take care of my wife and children, Hari Hari, Hari. I need an exorcist immediately, Hari Hari, Hari Hari. Someone must release me from this Hari Hari ghost. Hari Hari Hari, I wander alone at night, killing Hari Hari fish in lonely places, Hari Hari, Hari Hari, Hari Hari, Hari Hari, Hari. But because I remember the prayer to Lord Nisringadev, Hari Hari, ghosts do not touch me. But this Hari Hari ghost is different. When I began to chant the Nisringa mantra, Hari Hari, this ghost makes me cry out, Hari Hari, Hari Hari, Hari, with troubled Hari Hari strength, Hari Hari, Hari. Please don't go in that Hari Hari direction, I forbid it. If you go near him, Hari Hari, Hari, this ghost will Hari Hari catch, Hari Hari, you, Hari Hari, you, Hari Hari, Hari Hari.
My dear fisherman, I am a famous exorcist. And I know how to rid you of this ghost.
You are Hari Hari. You Hari Hari do.
Uh-huh.
Please get him out of me fast, Hari.
All right, all right. Come here. Come here. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Dehinosmin yata dehe sarvadam and parityaja shrimvatam svakata krishna matrispasha stukunteya. The ghost is gone.
The different voices.
Still, I don't feel the same as I did before I saw the ghost. But I'm not afraid anymore.
Please listen. Now you are calm, you can understand. The person you think is a ghost is actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
No, no, it can't be. I saw a ghost.
Because of his ecstatic love, the Lord fell into the sea, and you have caught him in your net and rescued him. Simply by touching him, your love of Krishna has been awakened. But because you thought that he was a ghost, you were very much afraid of him. Now that your fear is gone and your mind is peaceful, please show me where he is.
I have seen the Lord many, many times, but this is not him. This body is deformed.
Sometimes, due to the Lord's love for Krishna, his body becomes transformed and the joints of his bones separate.
That means I have rescued Lord Sri Chaitanya from the sea. Hari Bo! Hari Bo! Hari Bo!
Now! Now! Please take us to where the Lord is.
Following the fishermen, Sarup Damodar and the other devotees walked to where the Lord had been placed after being pulled from the sea. The Lord was lying on the ground, his body elongated and bleached white by the water. He was covered from head to foot with sand.
Sri Chaitanya,
it will be impossible to carry the Lord all the way back to his home.
You must loudly chant the holy names of Krishna into the Lord's ear. Then he will return to consciousness. Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! My friends, let me tell you what happened. When I saw the Jamuna River, I went to Vrindavan and saw Krishna sporting in the Jamuna with Srimati Radharani and the gopis. After Sri Krishna left the water, Krishna and his gopis went to a small jeweled house decorated with fragrant flowers and green leaves. The gopis picked tasty fruits for the Lord, and Srimati Radharani brought sweets that she had cooked at home. When I saw this forest picnic, I became overjoyed. Then suddenly, your chanting brought me here. Where is Vrindavan? Where are the gopis?
You mistook the sea for the Jamuna and jumped into it. This fisherman here caught you in his net and rescued you. While you were seeing Krishna, we were seeing you unconscious and were suffering within our minds. But now, although we are sorry to have disturbed your vision, we are happy to see you alive and safe.
I went to Vrindavan where I saw Lord Krishna and the gopis.
Hearing me speak about what I saw, I must have sounded quite mysterious to you.
My dear Lord, we are simply happy to have found you again. Now, let us all go and bathe in the sea.
Thereafter, Swarup Damodar, the devotees, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bathed in the sea, and then happily returned home. Anyone who listens to this pastime will certainly attain shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Guru, you have seen? Say, let me hear. Hari, Hari. Oh, no, 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 no. No, no, no. No, no, no. I have to go.
Roof,
you can't. Tomorrow, Kal. Okay? Kal.
Was the king's favorite.
Kal.
Huh? Suniti was not at all favored by the king. One day, Suruchi's son Uttama and Suniti's son Dhruva were playing in the room.
Be careful, the curtain's already risen.
Dhruva! Dhruva, come over here! I want to show you something really good.
Turn it off!
This is
quick! Dhruva wants to turn it off!
Vivo. Let's play over here!
Cut! You want to see tomorrow?
We have to turn it off because otherwise we'll see it too much and it will spoil it for tomorrow.
Oh,
yes. Tomorrow it should be fresh.
Are you tired, little?
Sounds like you're tired,
little.
Tomorrow we will do that. Tomorrow it's special. So don't go to sleep early. We must make sure you come.
Mata is eating and sleeping now, right?
All the puppets are sleeping now.
Yeah.
They all have to go to sleep.
They all just woke up specially to come. And now they have to go back.
Mercy of Gopal.
Guru, you want to
say Gopal?
This one is
This is a computer we will be faulty, yeah?
But we can try it again sometime.
On another computer.
Don't pull the curtain down.
Wasn't a problem. It was already like that. And then what I did was I looked at which night was better and just